Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May you hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. The Lord is just sharing some stuff with me today, and as I really woke up early this morning, and for me, verses out of Philippians 3, which is one of my favorite chapters in all the New Testament. And just a real simple principle for us as you and I move on in our walk with the Lord. It's just a real, it's something that it speaks volumes. It's kind of simple, but it speaks volumes, and you must do this to keep moving forward. Okay. And I'll read a few verses before. Whatever things were gained to me, those things I've counted lost for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish that I may gain Christ. And I may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him, I may know the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain or experience the resurrection life from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I continually press on. That word is pursuing or chasing. I continually pursue these things, right? Chase after them. So that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Because I want everything, whatever he has. We talked about that, you know, all the riches of Christ. I want it all. What it's saying here. I want to lay hold of it. I want to make it mine. But here's the key. Real important thing in verse 13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. There's always more. But one thing that I do, forgetting what lies behind, and reach forward to what lies ahead. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead is so key, right? And that's the key to where we get tripped up. And I use this illustration all the time, people I do ministry with, and from me too. But usually people have a foot in one or two places, one in the past, right? That you just can't let go of the past. Or you're always anxious about the future, right? Either one's a killer, especially here, forgetting what lies behind. And the word forgetting is, you don't have to go to the Greek. It means to forget. Let it go. Especially the consequences of the past that haunt you. Okay? So if I'm to press on, in other words, if he's saying, if we're to press on, we're going to run after the things of God and get them, grab a hold of them, then I got to forget. What lies behind. And we all get hit with that, y'all. We all get hit with, oh man, you know, I forgot, but these, you know, probably the consequences of my past are just kind of haunting. You know what I mean? The enemy just is constantly doing that, all of us, right? And I love this. I love Paul saying, hey guys, I don't have it all down yet. I'm not perfect. But I have this press-on thing in me where I'm pursuing the things of God. But to do that, I gotta forget what lies behind. Because it's like we used to have these in football. They would put like this harness on us, and we would have this heavy thing behind us, and you would have to run, kind of build your legs up, you know. But you would just kind of run and go. Couldn't get very far because it was real heavy. And it's like that. You can't move forward and run after the things of God when you're chained or you got something. We all know that. But such an important word for us. I love it. And he says, I press on, verse 14, for the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. But that really, upward call means the things above, just like Colossians says in chapter 3, that we pursue the things above, where Christ is seated at the right. That's our goal, okay? And that word goal, we've talked about this before, is a word where we get our modern-day word for scope, right? Well, you just kind of zoom in on this thing. And that's what I'm going for, the upward things of God in Christ Jesus. All the things that are above. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect or being matured, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal it to you. Okay? So, in other words, he's saying something real simple. In any area of your life, this must have been some real short, we spoke. In any area of your life, if you don't have that attitude, if you're not forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, then do it. Okay? Have that attitude. And let God show you any area of your life where that's happening. Because there can be some areas where I'm kind of running forward, and some areas where I'm being held back. Okay? So, just ask the Lord. Lord, show me an area in my life where I'm not forgetting what lies behind me. So I can go forward to what lies behind me. The revelation God gives us about forgiveness is just awesome. Okay. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Brethren, join in following my example. Observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often tell you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Okay? For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where there we think, oh, that's like a future thing. But no, that word means that right now, your identity is that you are a heavenly being. Because that word in heaven means heavenlies. You're seated with Christ in the heavenly places, right? Your commonwealth or your citizenship or who you really are is there. And you're there right now. It's not like, oh, well, I've got my ticket, and then we get to this, you know, heavenly, you know, Staten Island kind of thing. I'll check in, and then therefore I'll be a citizen. No, right now, this is the right here now word. That's who you are. Now, you're seeking the things above because that's where you are. Seated. Okay? This is just a little extra as we're finishing up this little chapter here. But who we eagerly wait, and that word wait, and the reason I did that is because that word wait is waiting that puts away all that should remain behind. Even in that scripture there. As you're eagerly waiting on Jesus, the revelation of Him, right? A here and now word, that you put away the things that are behind. Because if I'm eagerly anticipating and waiting, that's again, a lot of these are here and now words. You're waiting for the revelation of Jesus in your life because you're grabbing the stuff, right? Then that word to eagerly wait means I got to do it with an attitude of leaving. It will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of power that He has to subject all things to Himself. That's kind of flowery, isn't it? But in other words, as you do that, and as I do that, and as I'm running after this, and I'm being conformed into the image of Christ. This already happened, okay? By the exertion of His power. Okay? So it's real important work. As I'm moving forward, as I'm eagerly waiting, I'm forgetting what lies behind, I'm running forward for the upward things of God, where Christ is seated, I'm seeking heavenly things, then a transformation's happening. Right. Amen. Well, for lack of time, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.